If you are like most CPAs I talk to, you just finished the most intense 10 weeks of your year. You crushed it. Your clients got their returns filed, their questions answered, their stress levels down. And by May, a solid chunk of those clients, gone. Not because they found someone cheaper, not because they were unhappy. They left because someone else was just there, in their inbox, in their world, reminding them they existed. That is the client retention problem no one talks about in accounting. I am Gasky from PodBros Media, and in the next few minutes, I want to walk you through exactly why your best clients walk out the door after April 18th and what the firms that keep them year after year do differently. This is the PodBros Playbook, Episode 10. Let me paint a picture. It is mid-June. The phones have gone quiet. Your team is catching their breath, and you open your client list and start wondering why some of your most reliable names from January are suddenly not on the schedule for Q4 estimated payments. What happened? Here's what happened. From roughly mid-January through April 15th, you were the most important person in your client's world. They needed you. They were nervous. They were grateful. They told their friends about you. And then tax season ended and you went dark. And 6 weeks later, they got an email from H&R Block advertising a special on virtual tax prep, and they thought, why not? The firms that hold on to their clients past May are not working harder during tax season. They are working differently during the other 8 months. Here is the brutal truth about client retention in the CPA world. There are three gaps that drain your book of business every single year. First, there is the communication gap. Most firms have exactly two touch points with clients per year, the intake in January or February and the delivery in March or April. Two conversations, that is it. Everything in between is transactional document exchanges. When that is the entire relationship, you are not a trusted advisor. You are a service vendor, and vendors get replaced. Second, there is the planning gap. Tax season is so all-consuming that firms do not have bandwidth to think about mid-year planning conversations. But June, July, and August are exactly when your clients are making the decisions that will determine their tax picture next April. Missing those conversations is not just a retention problem, it is a revenue problem. Third, there is the visibility gap. In an era where AI tools and do-it-yourself platforms are spending millions of dollars on marketing, if you are not actively staying in front of your clients between January and December, you are ceding ground to everyone who is. Familiarity does not just breed contempt, it also breeds loyalty, but only if you are the one they are familiar with. Now, here's what is interesting. The firms that consistently retain their best clients and grow their practices year over year, most of them are not doing anything revolutionary. They are just staying present in a way that feels human and valuable, not transactional. The single most effective tool I have seen for this is something most CPAs assume is only for influencers and podcasters. It is a branded podcast. Here is the logic. A podcast gives your clients and prospects a reason to hear from you every single week, even when they are not thinking about taxes. It puts your voice, your expertise, and your personality in their ears during their commute, their workout, their Sunday morning coffee. And when April comes around again, they are not meeting a stranger. They are already in a relationship with you. The branded podcast model we build for firms like yours does not require you to become a media company. You record once a week, 30 minutes, using a setup that costs under $200 and takes about as much time as a good client phone call. We handle the production, the distribution to Apple and Spotify, the show notes, the whole system. You just talk about what you already know. The clients who listen to your podcast all year are the ones who show up to your Q3 planning meeting already bought in. They have heard you talk about estimated tax payments. They have heard you explain what the current IRS stance on deductions means for their situation. They are not coming in cold. They are already yours. And for prospective clients who find you through Google or a referral, hearing you on a podcast before they ever call is a trust-building shortcut that no other marketing channel can replicate right now. Let me give you a real number that might reframe how you think about this. The average CPA firm spends somewhere between $300 and $600 per acquisition when you factor in referral programs, local advertising, and the time your team spends on new client onboarding. A branded podcast episode costs a fraction of that, and it works for every client you already have, plus every client you have not met yet. If even 5 or 6 of your current clients decide not to look elsewhere because they feel more connected to your firm through your content, that pays for the program for the entire year. And those clients are also the ones who refer their colleagues and business partners to you, because now your podcast is a social proof object. It is a tangible sign that you are the real deal. This is not a speculation. This is what we are seeing play out across accounting and financial firms right now. The ones who are building content libraries now are going to have a moat in 3 years when AI search, voice search, and algorithm-driven recommendations are even more central to how people choose their advisors. So here is my ask. Before you close out this episode, think about one thing. Who was on your client list this time last year that is not on it now? And what would it be worth to keep that relationship active before it goes cold? If you are ready to explore what a branded podcast could look like for your firm, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session. We do a free 30-minute strategy session. No pitch, no pressure. Just a conversation about whether this fits where you are headed. Our studio is here in Scottsdale, Arizona, and we work with firms all across the country. I am Gasky. Thanks for listening to the Pod Bros Playbook. I will catch you on the next one.